batch to get in.
American companies hired fewer workers in March, but the nation's unemployment rate dipped slightly lower to 8.2%. Economists say that's because fewer people looked for work. Despite the slowdown in hiring, President Barack Obama says overall job growth has been encouraging.
Our economy has now created more than 4 million private sector jobs over the past 2 years, and more than 600,000 in the past 3 months alone. But it's clear to every American that there will still be ups and downs along the way, and that we've got a lot more work to do.
The weaker-than-expected job growth could hurt consumer confidence. It also threatens the president's re-election chances in November. Republican frontrunner Mitt Romney blames the president's economic policies for discouraging Americans from looking for work. But there was little evidence of that at this job fair in Virginia. Recruiter Kathleen Smith says there are plenty of opportunities for those willing to look for them.
We're seeing some budgets shrinking, but we're also seeing other budgets that are expanding, a lot in manufacturing. I'm also seeing that there are various customer service industries that are really ramping up their effort.
Manufacturers hired 37,000 workers in March, and hotels and restaurants hired 39,000. Retail stores took a big hit, eliminating 34,000 jobs, while temporary health firms cut more than 8,000 positions. Some people see the tough economy as a temporary challenge. Retired Air Force officer Paul Faraci has been out of work more than a year. He says he's used the time to improve his skills.
You have to view your unemployment as just a speed bump in life, not a pothole. And you have to just pursue this further. Remember that you are a unique person. You have a product to offer.
Still, the job market remains difficult for many. Despite dropping nearly 2 percentage points since the height of the recession, the nation's unemployment rate has remained above 8% for 3 years. That's the longest stretch of high unemployment since the government started keeping records in 1948. Millar Sega, VOA News, Washington.
Did you need to use it? It's just right around the corner.
Okay.
All right. Let me, I can get you to fill out a badge, please.
Okay.